It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thankfully.
Not his retired number.
Oh,
yeah.
No, they would have been hell to pay for that one.
That would have derailed the show. That's what we would have hit for the next hour and 10 minutes.
Carmelo,
you better get Bernard King up there before you get number 7.
Carmelo officially inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Good for Carmelo.
Or will he be.
He should be.
What is it, Hoff? He will be inducted?
He's been notified that he will be.
All right.
I bet his speech will be good. I think he's a very good personality. I really do go back on some of those and YouTube. Some of those old speeches, I think some of them are really interesting. Listen.
What, the Hall of Fame inductions?
Yeah, okay. I've always enjoyed those. So they pull up somebody, you know, I thought Bird's was great and Jordan's was very egotistical.
What about Hillbilly Jim?
The WWF ones aren't quite as good, but I've watched some of those too. I really have. I watched Mr. Fuji's. I don't know how I got my hands on that. Yeah.
I didn't even know he was
Came across it. Well, of course. He was one of the great managers of all time. One of the great heels.
He was a wrestler too. Fuji's in the Hall of Fame, though?
Well, you remember, I saw
Mr. Fuji, Hall of Famer?
He had some big-time wrestlers right there. I think the parameters, not just for Harold Baines, but maybe for Mr. Fuji as well. The Hall of Fame candidacy is
right.
A little different.
Yeah, I get it.
The point is, with Carmelo, as much as I criticize him, and I just saw something, whether it was today or yesterday, the anniversary of Carmelo scoring 60 points, I believe it was against Miami, with no points, with no rebounds, and no assists. I mean, that's so Carmelo.
Right.
Do you remember that stat
line,
that wacky one? He is definitely a Basketball Hall of Famer. We can quibble about...
Well, it counts college as well, obviously.
Even if he didn't, he would be a Hall of Famer. There's no doubt. I mean, he's one of the greatest scorers I've ever seen. I am not a huge... I really like him as a person. But I resent how he hijacked the Knicks organization too much, wasn't in great shape too often, was an awful and at times not even willing defender, was a chucker... But in terms of accomplishments, hey, Boeheim needed him to win that championship, which he did as a freshman, and he blocked. And remember their big block, the three pointer in the corner at the buzzer.
I'm forgetting
way,
it. I would know it once you said
Hakeem,
it, but
I'll remember it. He was a great college player for a year and a great scorer
Jones?
In the NBA. No, not Jones. No.
Phillips.
No.
Ashley.
Oh, come on.
Look at it, Hoff. Come on. No, wasn't it Hakeem Warwick?
I think it was Fat Melo,
but that came after the fact.
Fat Melo was the big man. Yeah, he was stiff.
Anyway, I can't say that much better myself. You and I, we disagree on a lot of things. We agree on some. I don't think there's a topic that we agree on more in unison with our thoughts than Carmelo Anthony. He was a great player. He was not a great Knick. and his style of play drove me up a wall. So I'm not saying he shouldn't be a basketball Hall of Famer because I think that he should.
No question.
I do not think he deserves to have his number retired by the Knicks.
That would bother me.
I also like his personality and think that I would love to chill with Carmelo.
No doubt. His pods are funny. He's loose. He's cool. He's smart.
I just wouldn't want him on my basketball team.
No, I would. I don't know if I'd want to play with him either because I know I'm not getting shots.
Yeah.
Now, Carmelo is interesting. Like, I'm not gonna go nuts if they do retire his number eventually. I wouldn't do it, but they better not do it before Bernard King. That's always
Which
been my pushback.
Will.
Well, then I'm gonna go nuts. Now, I also think if I'm to close my eyes and really just isolate maybe three or four of the best pure scorers that I've ever seen in my lifetime, I think he's probably on the. I'll make it top five. I think he's probably there. I think Dirk
just
is
score.
Just scores. Yeah. You know, like Kobe could do a little bit of everything. Scorer. AI is probably one of those guys. Of course, Jordan, but
Melo
I mean, Jordan
was a
did everything.
Hog, though,
no, he
chapter,
was.
You say that's,
but he was a bucket guy.
Yeah,
I mean, you not just even the first couple of years when he was with us, he was terrific. But go back to those Denver days, man. He was unstoppable offensively.
He's also just symbolic of one of the worst periods of the Knicks' history. I know it wasn't the literal worst with him, and they had the 54-win season before losing to the
with
Pacers.
Woodson,
and
so, yep.
I get that, but still.
I know what you mean.
He was the guy that was the face of a less than return to prominence for the Knicks.
Yes.
I never thought it was as good as the 90s or good enough, but it was better than the absolute, you know.
Better than the Stevie Francis, Devon Marbury, Eddie Curry, Q Rich, Jamal Days.
Yeah, exactly.
Nate Robinson, D. Lee. Shout out to those guys, but not a good
team. Come on. Yeah, Elfrid Payton's team were better than... The first year with the Knicks, with Randall building it up, to me, that was more respectable. Just before we get back to the calls here, Mr. Fujiwara was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame in 2007. Do you remember who was the guy who inducted him in? He gave the speech, but who was the guy?
I think it was Don Morocco.
Yeah,
what's going on, baby? How's that?
Fuji Vice Coast Guard Don Morocco.
That's impressive.
Now, Fujiwara was in a wheelchair at the time due to 9 knee operations. So,
do you remember him as a wrestler? I don't think you ever saw him wrestle.
I did, but as a manager that would occasionally wrestle.
Intervene?
Yeah,
or wrestle.
I mean, yes.
Like Bobby Heenan.
Yeah, exactly. Like Heenan wrestled in the weasel suit. Yeah. Or Heenan had to step in because Tully Blanchard had some contract issues, so he was a fourth guy on the Survivor Series team. I forget what year. So in a spot like that, Fuji is part of a three-man tag.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
But I didn't know him before he was the manager.
That's the first time I saw him. Do you remember his old partner, Mr. Fuji and Mr.
No, I don't.
Saito.
Oh, Fuji and
dangerous
Saito.
Team. Very dangerous team.
So you knew them as...
My grandmother, when I started watching, I told you, in around 1980, that was one of the main tag teams, the Moondogs, Fuji and Saito. I don't know if Saito did this, but Fuji would take salt. His gimmick was throwing salt in the eyes of people.
Yeah, I've seen that, and he did that as a manager,
he
obviously.
He did.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.